So glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Speaking of ripoffs, there are scams that come in waves. Coming up in today's Clarkrageous Moment, I want to tell you about the latest scam involving Social Security numbers that you've got to be aware of and not get sucked into. And coming up yet later, we're going to give you an update on some great deals that are available right now. Karis from our ClarkDeals.com site is going to be here with some ways that you can save some money you may not have known about. So I want to talk right now about something that is very hard for people to really grasp. And that is, as people have started working on their income tax, there's been a lot of griping, a lot of very angry people, a lot of frustrated people. And I want to lay out what's really going on and tell you whether you have a reason to be mad or not. How's that? So when the new tax law was passed, there were new withholding tables published by the IRS. And the new withholding tables were based on the idea of what you needed to pay in from each pay period in order to be pretty much tax neutral when you file your return now for last year. Well, a lot of people historically have had too much money withheld from their paycheck each pay period, with the idea of using it as a method of forced savings. And then each spring or late winter, getting a large tax refund that is your forced savings money, kind of like creating your own bonus, where you're making an interest-free loan to the government, but you're getting that money. Well, with the new withholding tables, it meant that a lot of people who in the past have gotten refunds, aren't going to get one now, or may even owe money. That does not in turn mean that overall you're paying more taxes than you paid before. But remember this, the new tax law was not at all about you and me as individuals. It wasn't about you and me who are entrepreneurs. It was only about cutting taxes for big companies. Anything else in the tax law was pretty much for specific reasons to punish certain states or to give some small amount of tax relief to individuals. But the main purpose of the tax law was to cut taxes on big companies. So for individuals, it's mostly a rearranging of the deck chairs. Some people got a little bit of a net benefit. If you are a modest income taxpayer, typically you'll see $80 less in federal tax for last year than you would have seen the year before. But that is different than this withholding thing that you may think, hey, I ended up with my taxes raised. Not necessarily. Now, the people who got hurt the worst, the tax law was micromanaged in a way to punish people in certain states. It was designed to specifically attack people who live in California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, trying to think what other states. There were about 10 states where the tax law was crafted specifically to charge taxpayers in those roughly 10 or 12 states more tax. And that was by political design. That was not an economic design. And so people in the affected states will potentially see much higher federal taxes. So I'm trying to explain this in a way I know everybody looks at things, not everybody, but people that are very politically engaged look at things through a political prism. And the way I'm explaining it may violate your prism. I apologize for it. But number one, overall, individual taxes have not gone up. Many taxpayers have seen small to modest decreases in their federal taxes. Taxpayers in the targeted states that the Congress in its wisdom designed the new federal tax code to charge more tax will see overall potentially much higher taxes. And that's the truth. For small businesses, and I addressed this separately recently, certain small business owners will see a significant reduction in their tax bill if they know to claim it. And that's the key phrase, if they know to claim it. So if you are a small business owner, if you didn't hear me talk about this before, I just want to mention again, if you in fact have not done professional tax preparation in the past and you have a profitable business, this is a year that it's really important that you hire professional tax help so that you don't miss the weirdo tax provisions that can generate lower taxes for you as someone who operates your own small business. Sarah is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Clark, how are you?
Great, thank you, Sarah. How can I be of service to you?
I have a question. I keep getting bothered by an account that I have. I have an IRA, and I'm getting emails saying that they're changing the platform, and I need to change my account. And I'm not really sure whether I guess I have to do that at some point. But
now the only things I've heard from people about this that, and I'm going to make a guess here. Are you talking about the Vanguard letters people have been getting?
Yes.
Okay, because I've been asked about this before. So Vanguard, and tell me if this is what you're referring to. Vanguard had a lot of account holders who had just straight retirement mutual fund accounts. And now the platform is changing to a Vanguard brokerage account. The holdings stay the same, but it's just a different structure for your account ownership. Does that sound like what you're referring to?
Yes, that sounds like what I've been getting emails about.
All right, so I can explain what that's about. Vanguard historically only sold mutual funds and index funds, but the investing world has changed, and there's a big push on a cousin of mutual funds and a sibling of index funds called ETFs.
Yes.
And ETFs are sold as if they're a stock. So a lot of people who have IRAs with Vanguard wanted to be able to own Vanguard and others ETFs in their IRA, not just traditional Vanguard mutual funds or index funds.
Okay.
So they had to change the quote-unquote platform. So the only thing that will change for you is you'll have more options available if you wanted them. Most people who have an IRA with Vanguard aren't going to want to change anything. But if
right.
you did want to, you'll have access to it. Doesn't hurt you at all. Doesn't bring you any inconvenience that I'm aware of at all.
Okay. I had called them and questioned them on it because my concern was this is a Roth IRA that I've been putting money in for a good while, and I hadn't intended on doing anything with it, but I recently lost my job. And
oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And I knew that I could use some of that money, not any of the earnings off of it, but some of the money that I had put in.
Correct.
If I needed it. So
and that
I
would
to
not
sure
change at all.
Change.
That
okay.
would not change at all if you change to the new platform.
Okay, so that's what I wasn't real convinced to the question, the answers I was getting from the person at the account. I just wanted to be clear they sound that if I needed that money.
They sound inexperienced or just not knowledgeable? Yeah. Inexperienced? Yeah.
Inexperienced. And they actually just said, well, you know, since you're going through this other stuff right now, you don't have to make this decision right now. You can just put it off.
Well, that is true. Well, that's not it. That is actually a fact. So you brought up an additional thing. So I wanted to ask you, how's the job search going?
Well, I'm kind of going to, I think, take some time with that. I'm very fortunate that I don't have a house payment, and I've got this money that I can use if I need it. I'm getting a severance package, so I have a little bit of time to play with. And
well, good.
My parents are elderly and need a lot of time and help. And I haven't been able to do as much as I would like since I was working a lot.
Well, you know, you bring up something that is so much a common thing with an aging population. That's how many adult children are pitching in and helping with their aging parents. And it's something that people may not have expected was going to happen in their lives, but it is something that is happening in so many families, and your parents are really lucky that you're there to be able to serve them. Barbara's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you, Barbara. How can I be of service to you?
Well, my husband hasn't seen snow for the last 44 years because we moved away from our former home. And I would love to do that for him this next year. And it's also our 50th wedding anniversary, 2 days after Christmas. And I'd love to go somewhere where there's snow. So I'm looking for suggestions as to where I go. I don't have unlimited funds, but because I've always listened to Clark Howard, I don't owe anything. So I'm looking to go somewhere where I can grant his wish and create lasting memories for my family. I'll be taking 11 people.
Wow.
He and I, our two children, their spouses, and my five wonderful grandkids. And he has, I don't know if this is relevant, but he has stage four cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. But that's why I really want to make this special.
Sure.
Excuse me. So I'm looking for somewhere where I could almost be guaranteed of snow, but I can get the most bang for my buck.
Well, so first of all, I'm really sorry about the journey he's on. And I wish him the best with his medical care and treatment.
As he's got the best attitude, though.
Well, the lowest cost place to move 11 people to where you're going to have a decent shot of being able to go to altitude where you're going to find snow is going to be flying into Denver.
Okay.
Denver is the lowest cost market in the country right now because of intense air competition.
Ah.
And I wouldn't want you to do anything till probably mid to late August is when we're going to see the first sales that would cover a time period that would include around the Christmas season.
Okay.
And you'd also have a better indication how he's tolerating his illness moving through this year. So that timing would be good as well.
Oh, true.
But when you fly into Denver, there are all these mountain areas that are at extremely high altitude west of Denver, reaching peaks, I think, as high as maybe 12, 14,000 feet. And so even in a year they consider to be a dry year without a lot of snow in late fall, you got a decent chance there's going to be snow at the higher altitudes. And maybe what I'd like you to do is call me back again in maybe late August, sometime around Labor Day. Let's see if I have more precise suggestions for you how to put this trip together.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's Clarkrageous Moment is a really important warning about a hot scam that we're getting calls about continually in our off-air center, the Consumer Action Center.
Scams, rip-offs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous Moment.
People of all ages are getting phone calls with the caller ID saying the Social Security Administration. And the person at the other end of the phone tells them that your Social Security number has been connected to the drug cartels or money laundering, and that you are in great danger. That the con artists are saying things like there's a warrant issued for your arrest, or your accounts are about to be frozen, or whatever. And people freak out. The youngest person we've heard from off air is someone who is a college student. This is happening to people of all ages, and they get so upset during the call, they start giving personal information to the crooks, like the aforementioned Social Security number. I want you to know that nobody from Social Security is calling saying that your Social Security number is somehow connected to drug cartels, drug smuggling, or money laundering. The caller ID doesn't mean anything anymore. Criminals have been able to spoof caller ID to say anything they want it to. So if you see one of these calls come in, best thing to do, let the call go to voicemail. Don't answer one right now that's coming from Social Security unless you specifically have an active issue with Social Security and you are waiting for a call back. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. And our web address, clark.com. You know, we also have clarkdeals.com, where we post bargains all through the day. And Karis, our chief deal digger, is with me now because there are some deals of note that we wanted to make sure you were aware of. And you wanted to start with a cell phone deal?
Yeah, Clark. And you know, we're just scouring the web for all these great deals. And so today there is a deal for Republic Wireless. You get 2 months for free. So that saves you about $40 if you're interested in trying Republic Wireless. I know that you've talked about that before. It's $20 a month for the plan, and you get unlimited talk and text, but then you also get 1 gigabyte of data, which is what most people would use in a month.
Well, actually, what's so cool about their system is they use Wi-Fi backbone that's trusted to run most of your data through. So the 1 gig is only when you're not on trusted Wi-Fi. So
exactly,
it actually stretches your data use so much more. So you pay 20 for 1 month and then the next 2 months are free.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So right, you get the $40 back. And then also Sprint has a deal still going on, and I'm on it right now. It's the free year on Sprint, and all you pay for is the taxes on that, which is about $3 or $4. But that's a big savings when you consider, you know, how much you'd spend for an unlimited plan per month.
So that's unlimited data, unlimited talk and text for $3 or $4 a month.
Right, right, exactly. And also there's a
deal. Is there a special code you need to give Sprint or anything?
No, but it's only available online. So to get the details, you just want to go to clarkdeals.com and you can find all the details there, how to sign up for it. And so it's only online.
And I wanted to mention one other thing, very aggressive discounter in the cell phone space, Mint Mobile, has been popping up just like Republic is doing right now. They've been popping up this buy 1 month, get 2 months free. If for whatever reason you don't like the offering from Republic Wireless, go see if Mint Mobile is still offering a buy 1 month, get 2 months free deal.
Yeah, and I know there's one other deal that you sent us. It's 90% off wedding dresses at Ollie's, and it's been throughout the country. I think it was Pennsylvania had the sale last weekend, and then the 21st through 25th, Ollie's will have the sale in Atlanta, but they're all throughout the country, so I know you're a big fan of Ollie's.
Ollie's Bargain Outlet is a place that sells other people's mistakes, either manufacturer fails. If you want to see cereal ideas that look great at the cereal factory, but didn't work in the marketplace, go to Ollie's and look at some of the weirdo cereals you see from the major cereal manufacturers. I mean, they sell all different kinds of things, and formal wear and wedding dresses, ultra cheap right now. They've never done that before at Ollie's. How do you find the dates for all the locations? Do you have them, or they go to olliesbargainoutlet.com?
Well, we have the sale listed at clarkdeals.com, but you can also go straight to Ollie's, and they, you know, click on your flyer and put your zip code, and then you can find the Ollie's bargains near you.
Okay, and you've got some warehouse club things you wanted to run by me.
Yes, you know, one of the deals that we get so excited about is deals that save you money after the fact. So there's a bunch of warehouse deals going on right now. One of them is at Costco, and we have this deal listed at clarkdeals.com. You get a $20 cash card, Costco cash card, that you can use free with a membership. And Costco is awesome because, you know, there's so many things that can save you money at Costco. So I feel like this is almost like a double deal. Like Joel's written a story about 9 items that by themselves pay for your Costco membership. So, you know, it just feels like a double deal to me.
But this is only for a new member or somebody who let their membership lapse. How long ago do you have to be?
I believe it's about 18 months.
Okay. So to lure you back or to get you for the first time, you pay 60 for the membership. They rebate you basically 20 of the 60 with the cash card.
Right. Exactly. And there's also, I mean, there's just so many warehouse clubs deals. Sam's Club has a deal, $45 off your first purchase when you sign up for 45. So it's almost like getting the membership for free. And that says it's going to expire on March 7th, but we often never know when they're going to expire. You know, they just expire whenever. And so, but they're saying it's through March 7th. So that's another really great warehouse deal.
And I got a post recently from somebody who said, why do we never talk about the regional warehouse club, BJ's Wholesale? Are they doing anything? Or?
Yes, they are. Okay. It's $25.
Oh, I'm going to look so good with the person who was upset with me about BJ's Wholesale.
Yeah, there's a really great one for BJ's, and it's only $25 for the whole year. So that's just like $2 per month, and BJ's has some great bargains. They have flash sales every Thursday. So those are great bargains to check out as well.
And for people who aren't familiar with BJ's Wholesale because of where you live in the country, they're very heavily in New England, the Northeast, Florida, and scattered places in between. Any others, or should we stop there?
Those are the best ones.
All right. Well, we are continually updating. And one of the things with Clark Deals, I'm so proud of our deal diggers, is we don't just do a mindless list. We're really looking for things that we believe are deals that will interest you and that we believe are real deals, not non-deal deals.
Exactly.
So thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Clark.
Tracy's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Tracy.
Hey.
Tracy, you got a question for me. As a credit union person, you want to know if you should kick them to the curb. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. I've been with them since I was a kid, but I've been researching. I was going to open up a savings account for my kids, and so I started looking around at interest rates, and I was like, what the heck have I been doing myself if they're like 2 to 3 times higher? So I don't know, just kind of weird. Never been on like a online kind of person, but I know, maybe I was missing something, or
yeah, no, the online banks, because they don't have branches or anything like that, can offer much better deals on the savings accounts. And right now the average bank in the United States is paying 0.09% is the most recent number I saw. And the online banks routinely are paying 2, 2.25, 2.5, 2.4. I mean, that's where they are. And the credit unions tend to be more like a half a point. I don't know what your credit union is.
Yeah, somewhere around in there. Still nothing compared to, you know, the online banks.
Right. So I would say don't dump your account with the credit union because you've been there forever. But maybe reduce what you have so you maintain your account with them, because credit unions are more than just places to stash cash. But stash your cash with one of the online banks. And if you look at, there are two places you can find safe lists of these online banks that you know they're going to be properly FDIC insured and all that. One of them is gobankingrates.com, and the other is bankrate.com.
Okay.
A lot of them only require a minimum $1 to earn over 2% interest versus the banks paying you basically zero and the credit unions paying half a point.
Right.
So go for it.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, I appreciate it. And like I said, I was kind of worried. I was like, why is no one else doing this? Or I've heard of this. So.
Yep. Absolutely safe and good to do. And I wish that people would stop letting their idle cash sit, especially at the four giant monster mega banks that are paying even less than the 0.09%. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, and Citibank. Get your money out of them. They're playing you. They're taking advantage of you. They're ripping you off. Don't let them cheat you anymore. Put your money where it can actually work for you. Henry's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Henry.
Hello, Clark, my hero. This is an exciting moment to get to speak with you.
Well, it's great to have you here, Henry. That's quite a build up for me.
I'm a longtime listener, and I wanted to say, one of the memorable shows years ago, maybe 50 years ago, but I don't think you've been on the air that long, you interviewed your mom, and I don't think she was that happy to be on the air, but I thought Clark's just trying to get brownie points to be the number one child.
Well, let me tell you, I was never the number one child with my mom, my late mom, but I've been on the air 32 years, and it was an idea that our producer Krista had to put my mom on the air, because my mom, when she was living, was very opposite the way I am about money. And so it was a very funny interview I did with my mom, who could never figure out how I ended up with my attitudes about money, since it definitely didn't come from her.
Oh, okay.
Well, how can I serve you?
Recently, I'm on one of your blogs or email lists. I get an email from you daily, and once recently, you had the four best phone companies, and you left off Consumer Cellular. And I'm a longtime user of Consumer Cellular, and I love them. The price is right. I really go for customer service, and I get it from them. There's never a surprise or a gotcha or a hassle. Or if you need customer service, you get a really quick response from a person who speaks clear English, probably somebody in the United States, and I love them. And so I just think you should add them to your best list.
All right, so let me tell you about Consumer Cellular. They are the highest rated in Consumer Reports. They have the highest customer satisfaction rating of any company, and they have a score that is so high, it's shocking, because their score is an 89, which almost nobody ever gets a score that high from Consumer Reports.
The reason
that you don't hear me talk a lot about them is their plans tend to be geared towards people who don't use their phones like so many people do now, where they're looking at their phone 5,000 times a day.
Yeah. You're talking about old fogies like me. And I know I don't listen. I don't look at it that much.
I did not say that. But the thing is, the plan, are you on the $20 a month plan with Consumer Cellular?
Yes. And then I think it's 5, maybe 10 gigabytes of data. I think my bill is $20 a month for unlimited talk and text, and then the data is extra, and my total bill is $42.90. And one of the things I really like about them is if you go over your data, Well, they just jump you up to the next level. There's no guilt. Oh, no, I got you.
Right.
So anyway, I'm glad to hear that they're appreciated by other people besides me.
No, they and are. Yes, they am, are considered to be the best. Now, I wanted to talk about who people use, who tend to like to use data a lot, that gets, they are just a whisker behind consumer cellular, which I don't think we write about much about them either, is Google Fi, what used to be called Project Fi, which is Google's own cellular service. And they get a rating of 88 right behind the 89, both incredible scores. And Google Fi is really for people who travel all the time, especially people who travel overseas. It's a phenomenal plan. And just like consumer cellular, they don't rip you off if you need extra data or whatever, or you use less than you expected. Both companies do a great job in how they treat you on that score. So thank you for bringing it up, because it is something I should mention. And I never really mention consumer cellular because it is geared towards a different audience than what I'm most often hearing from asking us about cell phone plans. It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you go to clark.com/ask, post a question for me, and it could be you asking me the question, or right now, it's producer Joel asking your question for you. And Joel, what do you want to start with?
Yeah, Clark, Mustafa wrote in and said, I'm applying for an apartment in more than one place, and they all run a credit check, which will probably lower my credit score. Is there any way around that?
That will not lower your credit score. That is what's known as a soft inquiry. When you are applying for an apartment and they're doing a credit check, that is not the kind of credit check that is what's known as the hard inquiry that will, in fact, impact your score. And it's standard operating procedure that people in the apartment business will do a credit check on you. And the marketplace recognizes that's not a traditional application for credit, and that's why it doesn't hurt you.
All right. And Gary wrote in, he said, I've heard you talk about an association of interstate movers that I might be able to get some info for an upcoming move. What is that site and how can I prepare well for a move?
First of all, good luck, because moving is no fun at all. But the website is moving.org, M-O-V-I-N-G, moving.org. And the program they have, they've changed the name of it. It's now called a Certified Pro Mover. And it's to distinguish between, first, the scamsters versus legitimate movers, and then among legitimate movers, who's willing to live by a specific industry code of conduct. And so I'm a big fan of you using a certified pro mover, but there's more than that to doing a move without getting burned. One of the things you've got to do is get what's known as a binding estimate. Any legitimate mover will give you an estimate, but an estimate doesn't mean anything. Only a binding estimate governs what you'll actually pay for your move. And a legitimate mover will, in fact, if you request one for a state-to-state move, will give you a binding estimate, so there's no bill shock later. Second, you need to buy insurance on your move. The federal government, in its wisdom, has left the coverage that a mover provides you set where it was in 1937, when things cost a whole lot less. And I don't know if this is a lobbying thing that the moving industry has blocked any meaningful protection for household moves or why, but it has never been updated in 80 years. So what that means is you're exposed, more than 80 years, you're exposed to enormous losses. Even if the mover breaks stuff, loses stuff, whatever it is, that's why you need to buy from the mover insurance for your possessions. It's very cheap. I recommend you take out a couple $100 deductible policy. But one other thing, make sure it says replacement value coverage. So you're not arguing with a mover about depreciated value on an item. They lose an item, they break an item. You don't get hurt. You replace it with a brand new item, and that's how it should be.
All right, and Ray wrote in. He said, you talked recently about Wi-Fi range extenders for your home, but I didn't catch the name. Which ones do you use?
So they're what are known as mesh wireless systems. They used to be very expensive. Now they're they started at about $100. And with a mesh wireless, it's much more sophisticated and much more thorough coverage of your home or small business than you have with range extenders. The biggest player in it is Eero, E-E-R-O, and Google Wi-Fi, Google Home, but there are many others as well. Google Wi-Fi, I'm sorry. So look around at any electronic store and you will find many mesh wireless systems available. Say that three times. You're listening to the Clark Howard Show. Thanks for joining us today. The Clark Howard Show is produced by Kim Drobes, Joel Larsgaard, Deborah Reese, and Jim Ayers. And remember, 24 hours a day, we're there to serve you at Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com.